Hi, and welcome to this demo of a really cool toy, exclamation mark, although I don't really think it's a toy, that I just purchased for my 56th birthday as of the 19th of January 2020, and that is the Quirky Writer S typewriter based on an old-fashioned mechanical typewriter. And it's a really, really cool wired USB and up to 3 device Bluetooth keyboard. And by the way, Quirky Writer is capital Q, of course, W-E-R-K-Y Writer. This is all still one word, W-R-I-T-E-R. So Quirky Writer space S space typewriter. So Quirky Writer S typewriter. So what I'm going to do first of all is take you through a physical description of the actual Quirky Writer S itself first, and then I'm most likely going to go from front to back when I go through the full feature set of this remarkable typewriter, because it really is a very cool keyboard. Besides it being based on an old-fashioned mechanical typewriter, the keyboard itself is absolutely spectacular. So I'm just gonna take my Surface Pro off the keyboard for the moment. The keyboard rough measurements, because I did this using a talking tape measure very quickly, the width for the keyboard is approximately 33 centimeters wide, and depth-wise from front to back, it's around about 18 centimeters. And the actual height of the keyboard, now this is going from the bottom, including the keys, if you like, on top of the keyboard, of course, and that's approximately 2.5 centimeters high. And the front part of the keyboard, it slopes up at a 3-degree angle, so that the front of the keyboard is lower than the top of the keyboard, where it meets up with the back component. And of course, that's the back component that looks like an actual old-fashioned typewriter. And you'll see why when I explain it in a minute. And that back part is raised about 4 centimeters. Now, before I get onto the back, the interesting back bit, remember I said that from the bottom of the main keyboard up to the top of the keys was 2.5 centimeters, that's fine. But the keys don't sit in the keyboard. They actually sit on top of the keyboard platform. So they're raised up off it. So whilst the overall height is 2.5 centimeters, 1 centimeter that is taken by the height from the top of the actual keycaps to the top surface of the metal plate of the actual keyboard itself. So if I take my finger and put it under one of the side keys, I can fit my finger quite easily underneath it. That's how high it's up. So if you like, it's 1.5 centimeters from the bottom to the metal plate, and then another centimeter on top of that, which is the height of the actual keys. Because if I press the key in now, that's how much movement I'm getting from pressing the key in. It goes in a good solid way when you press it down. So if I tap my hands on top of the keyboard like that, all the keys are raised up off the main platform of the keyboard. I can actually tap my finger around the outside of all the keys, going from the front, round to the right, back around behind the actual raised up keys, because behind that, I've got the actual raised part of the cute typewriter type mechanism that I keep saying I'll get onto a minute. Keep going my finger around, I'm gonna bump the really cool return lever from that back part of the keyboard, and then round to the left side and round again to the front. So it's really well raised up. When we get to the back part, it really does feel like a manual typewriter. So if we come back to just behind where I said there's a bit of a gap where I can stick my finger between the main part of the keyboard and this typewriter style back bit, then the first thing we find is, now remember, these are pseudo or pretend things on the system. Some of these actually work and some of them don't. All right, so what we come to is the paper guide, and the paper guide has got 3 bits to it. So we've got a long bit, a cutout, another middle bit, a cutout, and another bit. Okay, so sticking up. So that's to keep your paper in the paper roller, which is right behind it. Now, of course, there's no actual paper going through this at all. And the paper roller itself, which you can feel as a cylinder right behind the paper guard, of course, doesn't work. But on each end of the paper roller, I'm actually turning the paper scroll knobs on either end, okay? That feeds the paper in and out of the old mechanical typewriter. Now, because this is an electronic Bluetooth wired USB keyboard, they do other things besides rolling paper in and out, again, which of course doesn't really exist in reality. Now, if I come to the left-hand side, just behind the paper roller, which is sort of just to the right of the left paper scroll knob, I have a lovely dog leg. Remember these return levers? They come out towards me, they go off to the left at an angle, and then they straighten up again. So they're like a bit of a dog's leg. And that stretches forward right next to the escape key and the accent key, so the top two rows of the actual keyboard. And if I press it to the right and release it, you can hear it moving. Very, very cool. So, and again, there's no paper to advance or to return to the next line, or, you know, as in pulling the carriage back to go to the next line. Again, like the paper feed scroll knobs, this does other functions, again, being electronic keyboard. All right, so behind the overall paper guard, the paper roller, we have an indented section which goes the full length of the keyboard. And I'm pretty sure it's rubber on the bottom of this gap. And of course, that's where, in the old days, that's where your paper would sit, of course, to then roll into the typewriter. Well, what the guys from Quirky Toys have done is, of course, they've made that into a tablet stand. So you can basically use any smartphone or tablet. So far in this tablet stand, I've actually had my Surface Pro, my iPad Pro, my iPad, and my iPhone. So the rule of thumb is, as long as it's not thicker than half an inch or around about 1.55 centimeters, then it'll fit in this slot behind the paper roller. And then behind the slot, of course, we have another raised section. And of course, that would be the paper rest or the paper holder to stop the paper falling out that you've got in there ready to type on. And again, in reality, it's to stop the tablet, smartphone falling off the back. So they've done a really good job in really making this into a bit of a pretend manual typewriter. It looks really cool, I must say, because the actual case is scratch resistant black coated aluminium. And it's got that very nice sort of matte finish to it when I run my fingers over the keyboard. So basically the whole keyboard is pretty much metal, most of it. And the keys are plastic in the middle, and then they've got this electroplating around each of the keys, which of course feels very cool. And then when I come to the actual return lever, it feels like very high gloss aluminium, and to me it actually really feels how very, very cool stainless steel feels. You know, that very smooth, almost cold type of touch when you touch something that's actually made of stainless steel. It's got that very smooth effect to it. If I come to right at the back end of the actual Quirky S, right smack bang in the middle at the back, we've got a micro USB port. And of course, that's where you plug in the micro USB cable to give the internal battery some charge and also to connect to a computer or charging type USB port. They've really molded the port to only take the cable in one way. And then to the right of that micro USB port, and this again is, I'm all facing the front of the machine, so this is right at the back, as I said, around about in the middle. So to the right of the USB port is a little rectangular button. It's actually quite a sizable button, actually. And that's your Bluetooth connection button. So as I said earlier on, this keyboard will connect up to three devices, and I'll show you how to actually connect those devices a little bit later in the demo. All right, so that's pretty much the top. I'm just gonna hold it up towards me and examine the bottom. The front, the bottom, you've got three little rubber round feet, and one on the left, one in the middle, and one on the right. And then at the back, you've got one again in the left-hand side, just in from the left-hand edge, and one on the right-hand side, just in from the right-hand edge. And then, of course, you've got the raised area at the back of the QWERTY rider, which gives it that sort of 3 degrees of angle coming from the front to the back, because that's underneath it where the actual battery is. So that's why when you put it on a table, it's got 3 degrees of angle going from the front to the back going up, because you've got this cover that contains the battery. And yes, you can actually service this battery by unscrewing the cover and changing it over. You can actually get a replacement battery for the QWERTY Rider S typewriter. And then far on the right hand side, this is the right hand edge, just below and behind the right paper knob, and I like turning these, is your on off rocker switch. So at the moment, the rocker switch is back towards me down, so that means the keyboard's currently off. If I flick it forward, I've now turned the keyboard on, okay? And I'll get to sort of the power on and off states and USB and Bluetooth a bit later on. So at the moment, I'm going to turn it off at the moment and flick it back towards me. Now, I just want to show you something that I've left to sort of the last little minute before I get on to explaining the actual key caps layout to you. But this had me stumped for a while, because whilst the guys from QWERTY Toys did a really good series of videos at QWERTYWriter.com on how to use the QWERTY Rider S typewriter, they were a little bit visual, because one of the things they kept talking about was the USB Bluetooth toggle button, of course, to toggle the keyboard between USB mode and Bluetooth mode, i.e. access your up to 3 devices. And they kept talking about it, but they didn't actually say where it was. And when my wife wasn't home, I kept thinking it was just a light, you know, a little LED bump or a big bump on the actual QWERTY Rider itself. And no, it's actually a button. So the actual button for USB Bluetooth toggling is one finger width to the right from the return lever on the left-hand side. So remember when I said if we come behind the real keyboard, we hit the paper feed guard, then we hit the paper roller. And if I bring my finger from the middle across the back of the roller, I'm actually going to hit some LED lights that feel like little tactile markers. Keep going beyond that, and I'll then hit the USB toggle Bluetooth button that I'm currently pressing in. And if I keep going, I then hit the anchor point for the return lever. So that's basically where the USB Bluetooth toggle button is. It was so easy to find it once my wife told me where it was. Now, if I come back to the middle again, so I've got my finger in front of the quote paper guard, and then take my finger over to the back of that. Remember when I went to the left to find the actual USB Bluetooth toggle? Take my finger to the right now, and I'm going to hit some more little tactile, i.e. little LED lights. And of course, all of these lights give you status of what the keyboard's doing, whether it's charging, whether it needs charging, whether on USB or Bluetooth, if your caps lock key's on, all that sort of stuff that a normal keyboard would normally do with LED indicators. Okay, so that's pretty much it for the overall physical stuff of the keyboard. Let me come on to the really, really cool bit besides the back bit, i.e. the typewriter bit, is the keys. Now, these keys are absolutely 1,000% spectacular. They remind me of a keyboard that I had, that was me pressing the spacebar. They remind me of the keys that I had on a real IBM PS2 keyboard when I was learning OS 2 back in the mid 90s. And that keyboard was absolutely beautiful to type on. This one, it almost feels exactly the same. So as I said, the keys themselves are raised up off the top face plate of the actual QWERTY S Rider itself, and there is an absolute lovely gap in between each row and between each actual key on the keyboard. Now, the keys on the keyboard, as I said earlier on, they're plastic, because if they were made of all metal, it would just add too much weight. Currently, this weighs at 1.36 kilo. So it's not a light keyboard because of the main metal aluminium construction, plus the battery and so on. So the keys are plastic in the middle, and they've got that electroplating around the edge of them, which is actually metal. And the actual characters on the keys are white, the keycaps are black, and if I was to just tap my finger across the keys, I can feel that they're all round and nicely indented. They really fit quite well with when I put my fingertip on each of the actual keycaps. Really, really nice feel. And then we have quite a few full-sized keys on this keyboard. Now, what I mean by full-sized keys, I mean they're not indented. They're flat, rectangular style keys. So the first key, let's starting from the top part-ish of the keyboard, is the key on the right-hand side, and that's my backspace key. Okay, so if I press it, that's my backspace key. And if I put two fingers side by side on the key, and remember the key is flat again, that's the size of the key going from left to right, if you like, either side of my finger. And again, it's black middle in the middle, white writing, again with the electroplating around that rectangular key as well. Now, if I come to the next row down, I just want to point something out to you on the left-hand side of the keyboard, which is the tab key. Now, I can't remember back in the old days, but I'm assuming it must be true. The actual key itself is round, so it feels exactly the same as the other round keys on the main keyboard, i.e. all your alphanumeric keys. If I come one more row down, and this is the row that contains A, S, D, F, G, H, blah, blah, blah. The left-hand key, which is your caps lock key, and your right-hand key, which is your return or enter key, they're also rectangular as well. And then if I come one more row down, and this is the row again that contains Z, X, C, V, B, M, N, etc. The left-hand key, which is your left shift key, is again rectangular. And the right-hand shift key is also rectangular as well. And then, of course, right down the bottom in the middle of the keyboard on the bottom row, we have the famous spacebar, all right? And that's quite a long spacebar key. And again, it's black, white writing with the electroplating silver trim around it. Very, very cool. And then on the left and right hand side of the spacebar, depending on whether you're using a Windows computer or a Mac, the keys of course will change. So at the moment, if I've got it connected to my Surface Pro, the keys going from left to right towards the spacebar would be Control, Alt, and then your Windows key. And then the keys to the right of the spacebar is the FN key, or function key, and that stays the same whether you're on Windows or Mac. And then to the right of the FN key, you've then got the Alt key. Okay, so going from left to right, we've got Control, Alt, Windows, Spacebar, FN, and then right, Alt. Now, I'm going to do the other keys on the right-hand side in a minute and going up the right-hand column because they stay exactly the same as they do on the Mac. So let's just do the Mac version of these bottom keys now. So the Mac version of the keys, going from left to right, Control, Option, Command, Spacebar, FN or Function because I said it stays the same, and then your right Option key. So again, going from left to right, Control, Option, Command, Spacebar, FN, and your right Option key. And then the keys that I said I was coming to the right, so this is to the right of your either your right Alt key or your right Option key, of course, is left arrow, down arrow, and of course the up arrow is above the down arrow. And of course, just for orientation purposes, the key immediately to the left of your up arrow key, of course, would be your right shift key. Now, if I go up the column from the far right key on the bottom here being your right arrow, above that key we have End, Page Down, Page Up, Home, and the key right at the top is your Forward Delete key. If we come back to the top row again after exploring the rest of the keyboard, as I was mentioning before with the actual return lever, the top left hand key on that top row of the keyboard is Escape, and then we've got F1, F2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, F12. And then we've got two more keys between that and the forward delete key on the far right hand side. Now, in Windows terms, the key to the right of F12 is your pause key, and the next key is your print key, and then your forward delete key. In Mac terms, The key next to F12 is 13, and then for some odd reason, at least as far as voiceovers concerned on my Mac, is 15, F15, and then the forward delete key. So that's actually the keyboard layout. Now, one little item that I did skip across is you have lovely little tactile markers on the F and the J key towards the front of each of the F and the J keys. And you know how on some keyboards they're a little bit soft or hard to find these dots or markers? As soon as you put your fingers on these keys, you'll feel them straight away, particularly if you just put your fingers on the home row in your proper home row position. And the keys are just absolutely beautiful to type on. I just can't say as much as how I'm absolutely blown by how fantastic this keyboard is. So let me just type in the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. And at the moment, the keyboard's still off. I'm going to get on to connecting it in a minute. I'm talking about USB and Bluetooth and so on. So let's just start typing the quick brown fox. So the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be, seen again. All right. And let's just hit the enter key twice. As I said, it just feels so lovely to type on. Now, I've never heard this term before, but apparently this keyboard is capable of doing NK rollover. But basically, this keyboard, you can hold down all 10 keys at once and they'll get registered. And that gets turned on by pressing the function key and page down. There's also another mode apparently for NK rollover for older keyboards called 6-key mode. And that's where you hold down all 10 keys if you like, and it'll only recognize, yes, you guessed it, 6 keys at once. So it's basically to stop keys being lost when you're typing very, very fast. And by the way, you turn on the 6-key rollover mode by doing FN page up. So it's basically FN page down for the 10 character rollover, or FN page up for the 6-key rollover. So let me just do another test typing on the keyboard. I'm going to do, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Enter, enter. All right, so let's turn the system on. Let's turn the QWERTY Writer S typewriter on. So what I'm going to do at the moment, I'm just going to actually put my Surface Pro back on the keyboard. So I'm putting it back in the slot in the keyboard. There we go. As may not been obvious, when I was talking about putting a smartphone tablet in this, of course, the back rest part of the actual typewriter style back end, it's not really that high. So you've really got to put your device in landscape mode. Otherwise, it's just going to be too tall and probably fall off the back. So I've got my Surface Pro in landscape, and the full width of it probably just rests just behind each of the left and right paper feed knobs. Okay, so I'm actually going to plug the QWERTY Writer S typewriter into my USB hub here on my Surface Pro. All right, so it's plugged in. I'm actually going to turn the switch on the keyboard. So I'm actually going to press that side switch on the back right hand side, just below and beyond the right paper feed roller. Okay, it's on. Okay, and I'm going to hit my escape key, because hopefully I'll list this back in USB mode. So I'm going to put escape key.
Windows sign in window pin edit.
Okay, so Windows sign in pin. I'll put my pin in.
In. Spotify premium pain banner for studies and a relax.
Okay, and I'm in. If I press Alt and Tab.
Inbox, Vision Australia, scan, Spotify Premium, 2 of 3, weather, 3 of 3, inbox, Vision Australia, mail, Spotify Premium, weather, 3 of 3, scan, weather window, 4.
Control key to shut it up, do Windows M to go back to my desktop.
Google Chrome, 3 of 12, selected, on.
Okay, I'm back to my desktop. So that's basically the actual USB mode. Now, the USB mode is going to keep working regardless of whether that side switch is actually on or off. When you get plugged into USB power, it takes a number of hours to charge and will actually last you up to 2 to 3 weeks of regular usage. So if I'm normally charging this one up, I'll normally stick it in for a good 4 to 6 hours. But basically what I'm doing now, my workflow, is to leave this plugged into USB power on my computer. And so I know that the battery is fully charged, but I'm not actually using it. It's just effectively on standby. All right, so I want to go back to Bluetooth mode now. So I'm going to press my USB toggle button to the right of the return lever. So now if I press function key 1 and I do VO write arrow, option command write on my QWERTY keyboard.
Knowledge. Settings.
Page that 13. Is Adoption. My
phone. Page 213.
iPhone.
Knowledge. Home.
Okay, when you're in each of these modes at the moment for the devices, so you've got FN1, FN2, and FN3, and when you come to pair them, you would do FN1, then would go back around to the back of the QWERTY writer S typewriter, press a new connect Bluetooth button, and then you would go to whatever device you wanted, your Android device, your Samsung device, your iPhone, your iPad, your Surface Pro, whatever else it might be, and then that would then connect that device. So you look under Bluetooth and it would come up as the QWERTY Writer S, and that's how I connected all of mine, except the Surface Pro, of course, which I was running out of Bluetooth connection, so that's why I've got the Surface Pro, not only for powering it, but also connected via USB to the keyboard itself. All right, let's see what function key 2 gives me. So I'm going to do VO writer option writer again.
Photos, camera, contacts.
And that happens to
double
be my
to
iPad. Then finally FN3. And then let me press command tab.
Mail, 9 new item messages. Preview, Safari, Finder.
Is my Mac. There you go. So I have effectively 4 devices at my disposal. I have my Surface Pro connected via USB. And then 3 devices via Bluetooth, my iPhone, my iPad, and my Mac. Now, I just want to show you some more things now that I'm on the Mac, in particular with what you can do with that return lever, and what you can also do with either of the page scroll knobs. All right, so I'm going to command tab around to text edit.
Text edit.
Okay, and I'm going to do command end for you.
New, known, untitled, window.
Okay, if I just press my return lever,
new line,
it puts a new line in. All right, so if I do
A-E-L-O, hello, W-O-R-L-D,
world,
period,
and then press the lever to the right,
new line,
I've just put a new line in. Okay, but I can also program that lever up to 16 characters, which could be a signature, for example. So if I press or hold down my FN or function key and press the lever again to the right, okay, sorry, that was me bumping my iPhone. And I type in David Woody. And then to finish off the macro command, hold down FN and press the return lever again. I've now put David Woody into that command now if I press the lever. So I press the lever now.
Why?
Because I've got it in character mode at the moment, because I was showing somebody how to use the Mac, it spelled it out, it was putting in. If I had no keyboard echo, it wouldn't have done that. So let me just press the enter key.
New line.
And press up arrow on my QWERTY keyboard.
David Woody.
There you go, David Woody.
New line.
All right, if I want to return it back to its normal functioning, I'm going to do FN return lever, press enter, and then do FN return lever, finish off the macro. Now if I press
new line,
I put a new line in. Back to normal again. And you can also put shortcut keys in there. So if you're constantly doing copy and pasting, so you do your normal highlight, then you do Command C to copy it, for example, you could default that return lever to Command V to paste it in wherever you move your cursor to paste it in. Now, as you've already been discovering, the keyboard works beautifully well with all the screen reader stuff that I've used so far, Narrator on my Surface Pro, and VoiceOver on all my iOS stuff, including the Mac. And what I've done on the Mac in particular is I've changed in System Preferences keyboard for all F1, F2 function keys to be software. So I can do VOF8 to open up VoiceOver utility and that sort of stuff. So that works fine. And remember, if you're using this on a Windows machine, that the screen reader may want to use the insert key, because most modern screen readers these days can also use other keys other than the insert key. This keyboard doesn't have an insert key, but it's definitely got a caps lock key, so you're fine from that point of view. All right, now when I said you can do other things with the page scroll knobs, by default the right knob is window scroll and the left knob is volume. And if you want to change those around, you can do that with FNW to switch the paper scroll knobs to the one you want. Now I always like the volume on the right hand side, So I've already changed my volume to the right-hand side. So if I scroll that knob, and by the way, the scroll knob has got lovely little, it almost reminds me of a tractor wheel treads on it. So you can really grip it. So if I spin it away from me, turns the volume up. If I spin it back towards me, turns the volume down. Away from me, turns it up. Back towards me, turns it down. Okay, so that's your volume knob. And then your window scroll. So my window scroll is now on that left paper scroll knob. If you turn on assistive touch on iOS, so you go into accessibility and turn on assistive touch, that will enable that function in iOS 13. But for me, the volume control via that knob is absolutely beautiful. All right, so the keyboard offers some more FN functions. I've already mentioned the KN rollover option with FN page down, page up. We've mentioned FN and the return lever, and I've mentioned FNW to switch between left and right paper feed knobs, with my volume being on the right-hand side, which of course is not the default. All right, but we've also got FN1 turns my volume down, FN2 turns my volume up, so I'm just going to put it back down again. FN3 plays previous track, FN4 plays current track, FN5 plays next track, and then you've got a few more other FN 8, 9 and 10 keys that will also affect the sleep mode on the actual keyboard. You can set sleep mode from, I believe it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and I believe it's FN 11 that is then the key to actually turn the sleep mode off, so that the keyboard in Bluetooth would stay on permanently. And in the documentation, they don't really suggest that you do that. And then F12 has an interesting function. So let me switch back to my iPhone. So I'm going to do FN and then 1 on the main keyboard. And if I do Control Option of VO right arrow. Okay, and let me go into App Store. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar. Okay, now if I press FN F12, it's my home button. Okay, now when I was talking to the guys or communicating with them at Quirky Toys, they also said Command H is supposed to do that, the same thing. So let me do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar. And let me try Command H. Yep, it does do that. Yep, I'm back on my main page. Because what they warned me about with the FNF 12 is that it can change your keyboard layout on your keyboard. Now, one thing Command H doesn't do, which FN 12 does do, if I press FN or function key 12 F12 twice, I've gone to my app switcher. And if I press it three times, so FN F12 three times, you're probably guessing what it's going to do.
Voiceover off.
I've turned voiceover off. So FN F12 again, 1, 2, or 3. And I've turned it back on again. Now, because I'm back on iOS, I can still use my normal multimedia key. So I can press F8. Okay. And press F9. Press F9 again. Okay. Press F7 twice. Okay, press F8 stop. Okay, press F8 again. And press F11. I am down, press F12, I am up, press F10, mute, press F10 again, okay, and then press F8, and I've stopped it. Now, if I switch back to my Mac though, so FN and 3, if I press FN F4, it started playing it, which is fine. So that's the Quirky Writer S typewriter's command. Just press again to stop. Now, if I press F8 on my keyboard.
Zoom Outlook plugin folder. 1, 9, deck 2, 0.
Which would be my normal F8 command just to play the music. Because I'm in software mode, it's not going to work. Now, normally on a Mac keyboard, I should be able to press then FN F8. And it's not going to work. Because remembering that FN F8 is going to be one of the keys that controls the battery sleep on the QWERTY. But I find F1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 with the FN key on the QWERTY writer itself works just as well. And I'm gonna go back to my iPhone. Let me just see if it's working. Beautiful. We're still on the app switcher. So I'm gonna do VOH. Beautiful. All right. Now, the final thing I want to show you, which is really cool with the F12 key, is if I hold it in, what's the time?
It's 8:31 p.m.
Okay, I've just activated Siri. So really, really cool. As I keep saying, besides the fact that this keyboard's remarkable to type on, it is also really good on the amount of functionality it actually gives you, particularly with the multimedia stuff and the home functionality, and also the fact that I can launch Siri. Okay, so there you go. That's a bit of a play around with the actual QWERTY Writer S typewriter keyboard itself. Now, I just want to make a few final remarks about what you also get with the keyboard if you want to. I did ask the guys from QWERTY Toys how well it travels in a bag, because you've got these raised up round keys out from the top of the keyboard, and they did say it doesn't do too badly, but sometimes the keys might get a bit caught when you're taking the keyboard out of the bag. But you can actually get from QWERTY Toys, so that's, you can go to QWERTYtoys.com or you can go to QWERTYwriter.com, but you can also get a dust cover for the keyboard, which I'm going to get. You can get a faux leather carry bag for the actual keyboard itself, which I'm also going to get. Because, as I said, the keyboard's fairly high off the table, you can also get a palm rest from QWERTY Toys as well. And because that battery inside of it's replaceable, if it ever gets, I don't know, damaged or whatever else happens to it, then you can always get a replacement battery. And finally, because these keys can pop up, because they're actually a two-piece component keycap, you can also get replacement keycaps as well from QWERTY Toys. So that's also really, really, really fantastic as well. So if you want more information, go to their website, QWERTYwriter.com. You can follow them on Twitter as well, which I believe is just QWERTYwriter. But you can also email them at support@QWERTYtoys.com. As I said, the videos online about how to use the overall system, what the keyboard's like, how to program the return lever, all that stuff is well explained. But because it's a visual video, sometimes they don't let you know where things are, like the on-off switch or my Phantom USB Bluetooth toggle switch. And just one final note, left just to last, because the keys speak for themselves, but the keys are based on the Cherry MX clicky switch system, and that's why they actually sound so good. They spring back really well, they feel really good when you're typing on them. As I said, there's plenty of space, and this has become well and truly my main keyboard for all my work for home and, of course, work. Price-wise, in Australian dollars, this keyboard was $435, so it's not cheap. But then again, it's one of those geeky, techie things that you would probably buy for someone like me, who you're probably thinking, well, what the goodness do I buy for this person now? So I was very pleased that my wife let herself buy this fairly expensive mechanical electronic typewriting keyboard. But anyway, that will do me for now. And as I always say in my other podcasts, thank you for listening, and bye for now.